Dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Coles, C-O-W-L-E-S. May, second 45, addresses a letter to Laurels of Mount Pleasant, and Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski and Sirs at Laurels of Mount Pleasant, post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Cowles. As you are aware, she was admitted with mental status changes, thought to be related to effect of medications, prolonged admission from May 9th to June 2nd, then transferred to Laurels of Mount Pleasant. Required ventilatory assistance, 1 unit of packet of red blood cells, but no documented external bleeding. Acute myocardial infarction started on Lipitor, aspirin, and Plavix, beta blockers. Problems with swallowing for what she has at pet feeding. Prior fall, before that, prolonged admission in March with compression fracture L1. Presently on oxygen 2 liters. We did a video conference as she is too ill to travel. Not doing much of physical therapy or walking. Appetite remains poor. They are starting to feed her orally small amounts. Frequent nausea, although no vomiting. She has prior interstitial cystitis, but presently no cloudiness of the urine or blood. There has been prior obstructed uropathy with right-sided nephrostomy tube. Right now, denies chest pain palpitation, minor dyspnea, no major cough and sputum production, no gross orthopnea PND. She did have acute and chronic renal failure, but did not require dialysis. Was treated for pneumonia. New medications include Lipitor, Plavix. Correct dose was changed to 12.5 twice a day. Otherwise, on aspirin, Pepcid, Tylenol, calcium, vitamin D, B12, folic acid, thyroid replacement, Claritin, melatonin, Sofran. They stop hydralazine, Norvas. They stop Xanax, Flexeril, Norco, Effexor. Briefly was exposed to Keppra, but there was no persistent suggestion of seizures. MRI of the brain, LP, did not show infectious process on the brain. Looks chronically ill, able to follow commands. Speech appears to be normal. She identified me by my name. No facial asymmetry, no gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from June 28. Creatinine right now is 2.3 for a GFR around 19. Although given the muscle wasting, the true GFR might be lower than this. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Glucose 120. Low albumin 3.2, corrected calcium will be upper normal. Liver function tests are not elevated. Recent anemia around 8.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCB large 105. Most recent magnesium normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure, did not require dialysis, stabilized and improved. Stage 4, no indication for dialysis. He has other explanations for the nausea feeling, although no vomiting. Next number, obstructed uropathy with right-sided hydronephrostomy and nephrostomy tube. Next number, history of bladder cancer and ileal loop. Next number, L1 fracture in relation to prior fall. Looks like she's back on narcotics, monitor mental status. Next number, hypertension running now in the low side. Next number, recent taxi metabolic encephalopathy, as indicated above. Next number, recent pneumonia, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistant. Next number, severe dysphagia on PEG feeding. Next number, reactive low nutrition. Next number, normal electrolyte acid base. Next number, anemia multifactorial. I'm not aware of active bleeding. Next number, NSTEMI, NSTEMI in the hospital. Continue beta blockers, cholesterol treatment, aspirin and Plavix. Monitor for bleeding. Next number, high potassium in the hospital, improved by adjusting formula for advanced renal failure changes. Next paragraph, we will monitor chemistries with you. We will follow over time. All questions answered, end of dictation.